Yaakov. I tell you, Yitzchak holds like the Blazer ben Yaakov. And Rashi says that whenever the person has a tainas bari, whenever I have a definite complaint against you, that's not considered Meshav Aveda. Then we don't have the Tikkun Olam. The Svara in the Mishnah of a Meshav Aveda is always that the person that's complaining is only a doubtful complaint. Like I only say, maybe you found two of them. Then the person will say back, no, I only found one. So where it's doubtful, that the Mishnah says you don't have to swear. But where it's a vada, a definite complaint, then Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds you do have to swear. The Tanya will learn like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pomim shodam nishpa tainas atzmai. Sometimes a person has to swear for his own complaint, what he himself says, al tainas atzmai. So what is it? We'll soon see what that means. Kate said, what's the case? Mona liyavicha biyodi. If I go to you and tell you, Shino, your father lent me $100. V'yachaltiv pras, but I paid you back already 50 of it. And I only owe you now 50. So in such a case, I raise a nishba. Such a case, the person has to swear that he paid back the 50. That's called tainas atzmai. The son doesn't know what's flying. You go to the son and you tell this son, Shino, I borrowed $1,000 from your father, and I paid him back already 500. And I only owe him 500, I'll give you now 500. So we say nothing doing. You have to swear first that you already paid back the 500. Yevizel, this is the case, shenish ba'tainas atzmoy, that you have to swear for your own confession, what you yourself said. Say no, einoy ela kemeshev avedapota. Such a case, since he says nothing, you're the one talking and saying everything, that's called your Meshav Aveda. Like as far as the sun goes, he doesn't know what's flying here. He has nothing. You're the one that's saying that you're the father, you owe the father 1,000 and you paid back 500, so you're a complete Meshav Aveda. You're like returning now the Aveda to him. So therefore you don't have to swear at all. Says the Machlokes Reb Lezer ben Yaakov ben Chachamim. So Gemara asks, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov lestle Meshav Aveda potter. Like, what's Chan Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? Doesn't he agree to the Svara of the Mishnah that if the person's only a Meshav Aveda, he himself is talking up and making the whole complaint that he doesn't have to swear? So Marin says, Omar Rav, Rav says the Machlokes is like this. No cotton. We're talking about that the kid now was a cotton. So the cotton is saying, listen, you owe my father $1,000. So that's the Machlokes, is the cotton's time to mean anything or not? That's why Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, when you agree to 50% of what he's asking for, it's called a ma'ida b'miksas, you have to swear. So Gemara says, no, katan midi mashosh isbei. When a katan complains and asks for something, does it have any value? Does it mean anything? For your tanan we learned, ein nishboyim al tainas cheresh shayt of a katan. If a katan says and complains and says, you owe me $1,000, there's no way you have to swear to that. A katan doesn't know what he's talking about, you don't have to swear to a katan. Same thing a cheres, same thing a shaita. When they come up and make statements and ask to say you owe them something, that's nothing. It's like they didn't say anything. Therefore, a cotton means nothing. You can't say the case here is where there's a cotton asking for the money. So still it's a kasha. Why does Reb Lezer ben Yaakov say you have to swear the cotton's tefiyah means nothing? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, my cotton, you know what the cotton means over here? My cotton. Gadol. Really means he's over by mitzvah. He's a gadol already. The Yamai Kara like cotton, why do we call him a cotton? Legabe mili di aviv kotanu. Because in his father's matters, even though he's 20 years old already, for what his father did, what his father owes money, he paid back money, he doesn't know. He's called like a cotton. So Gemara asks, but so then it's good. Here's this God, this 20-year-old boy is saying, he's going over to Reuben and saying, Reuben, I know that my father lent you $1,000. Pay me up. And now Reuben says, I agree, but I paid him back already $500. So that's a good case of the Ma'ida Miksas. Then you should have to swear. So Gemara says, Yochi, if so, Tainas Atzmai, why is that called he himself is making no complaint? Tainas Acheremu. It's called somebody else is asking you for the money. This 20-year-old boy now is coming and telling you, you owe me $1,000 because my father lent you $1,000. So that's not called the Tainas Atzmai that you're saying everything. Somebody else here, this God, was asking you for the money. So Gemara says, yes, true. Taina sacherim v'adoyes atzmoi. This boy now, 20-year-old boy, is asking you for the money, but you're the one that's agreeing you owe him 50, that you still owe him 50%. So therefore, you don't have to swear according to the blood of Ben Yaakov. So Gemara says, well, what's pshat here? The more kula, every case, every moed that makes sense is like that. Kula tainosa nami, every single case, when you have to swear, is the same way. Taina sacherim, what's the normal case? Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, listen, I lent you $100 for a dois atzmoi. And Shimon agrees, yes, you lent me the 100, but I paid you back 50. I only owe you 50. So in such a case, we say, since you agree that you borrowed the 100, you agree to his taina, you have to swear on what you say, you paid back 50. So why is here any different? Like every case of Maida Mixas is, where somebody else asks you, and you agree to 50%, So why does the blood of Yaakov say you're potter over here? All right, turn over. So therefore, the Gemara says like this. Elo the Gemara answers, Bidirabba Kriflagi. There's a machlokes by Rabba, in Rabba's Svara. So Rashi learns, Elo Rashi says, Loi tema betorin a godel. We're not talking about now where a godel is asking you for the money. Ella will going back to the first teretz, betoyna katan, where the kid was a katan asking you for the money. Or the kashlok on this, we had a question. Einish boyim atainis katan, when a katan asks you for money, it means nothing, and you don't have to swear to that. Hatayohani mili, when is that? Vishetoyanu hivkarati lecho. When I said that I gave you money, the gabi shvuak siv kiiten ish v'loi katan. If the katan says, listen, I gave you $1,000, and he agrees to 500, so there you don't have to swear, because that's mechayev you is only with a gadol. And Rashi says, ki yitain ish. It has to be that a gadol gave you the money, and not when a katan is saying he himself gave you the money. Abba Rashi learns, bo betainis oviv. But let's say the katan is telling you now, you should know, I know that my father gave you the $1,000. He's not saying, I gave you the $1,000. He's saying, my father gave you $1,000. In such a case, Nishboyin, then the Chiddush is now, you do have to swear to this kid's taina. Afilu lekatan. Ula rabbonin afilu legodle nishboyin. And to the rabbonin will soon see, no, even though the kid is a godel, still you don't have to swear. Kiretnan, bishruas, monli abu yotzchein lebiodi elakamishim dinar, pota, rabbi kiriflagi. So Rashi's learning, it doesn't make a difference really whether this kid is a godel or a katan. The case is, Bekitza, when his son comes and tells this Reuven, you should know, I know that my father lent you $1,000. And Reuven says, true, but I paid back 500 already. So in such a case where the person is a moed b'miksas to the son, do you have to make a shvur or not? That's the machlokes. And the machlokes is according to Rabba. So Gemara says now, the Yomar Rabba, Rabba says like this, Mipneima Omru Torah. Why does the Torah say, Moida b'miksas ha'taina yishava, that whenever you agree to 50% of what I'm asking for, you have to swear? In other words, midyarais, if I say you owe me $100, and you say, La'adam, I don't owe you a penny, you don't have to swear. That's nothing. You prove that I owe you the money. It's only when I say you owe me 100, and you agree that you owe me 50, since you agree to half of what I'm asking for, then you have to swear that the other 50 you paid up already. Why? So Rabbi says like this. Chazaka real viz a chazaka, ein other meyes ponim b'fnei b'al choyvoy. A person doesn't want to be meyes, have oza, like lie in front of the b'al choyvoy. Like if I say, I lent you money, you really would not lie to me and say, no, you didn't take it if it's not true. So really, v'hai b'kudal, like this. Really, when I say you owe me 100, really, the person now should have said, what? I don't owe you a penny. Why don't you want to lie so much? Because you just can't do that. Since I'm the one that lent you the money, in front of me, you can't lie to say, no, I didn't lend you the money. So if so, when I say you owe me the $100, so you should have, if it's true, you should have agreed that you really owe me the $100. How come Yoni's saying you only owe me $50? For Haidilay Aidilay, you know why the guy's not admitting the whole thing? He's just like stalling for time. He's trying to stall here. Savri holds like this. Right now I'm broke. Sa'ad heavily zuzi. But so I'll only admit that I owe you $50 now. Because maybe that I'll collect together $50. But I have to pay back $100 now, I never make it. So let me like dodge the $100, and I'll only admit to $50. And I'll say to myself, the ad heavily zuzi franile, that Mitzvah Shem later on, when I do get money, I'll pay you back later. So therefore, a person like this Mara Heta to agree to 50%. To say, I don't know you anything, that a person's own mind won't let him do that. That's called Einodim Meyes Ponofle Machayvod. You can't have chutzpah, you can't have the audacity to say to the person that lent you the money, I don't know it's you. But to lie on 50%, that you could do, you're like pushing off the chayv. That's a svara. So therefore, V'yamar Rachman of the Torah tells us, Rami Shvu Alavayu, let's force him to swear. Now, you're saying you owe 50. You're just saying 50 you paid up already. So since you're admitting to half, we say really maybe you do owe the 100. Why are you disagreeing the other 50? Because you want to stall for time. Therefore, the Torah says, swear that you paid the other 50, that you should come not to swear false. Therefore, you'd rather admit that you owe the whole 100. So in other words, like this. When the person said, I don't know your penny, we believe it. We don't make him swear. Because if it was, he wouldn't lie. Because the person can't have such a chutzpah to lie in front of the person, I don't owe you a penny. So if I ask you for 100, and you said nothing doing, we believe it. You don't have to swear. It's only when you admit to 50%, then we say, why are you admitting? Because you don't have the chutzpah to lie. So agree to the whole thing. I want to stall for time. So then the Torah makes you swear. But it starts off, the main reason why you have to swear is because there's a svara of Einodim Meyes Ponofleim Bachoyvoy. A person doesn't have the audacity to lie in front of the person that gave him the money. So now this now. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Savar Loishna Boiv Loishna B'Benoi Einodim Meyes. Whether the son is asking for the money or whether the father is asking you for the money, it'll be the same svara. A person doesn't have the audacity to lie. Even though the son didn't lend you the money, the son is only telling you, I know that my father lent you the money. Still, in front of the son also you would lie. Vilkech, therefore, lav meshav avedahu. It's not called the meshav aveda. Because when you agree to 50% here, there's a good chash that you still owe the other money. Therefore, we want you to swear. For Rabbanan Sav, Rabbanan hold no. Who the enemy? There's only a swear if the person that lent you the money, in front of him, you wouldn't lie. You wouldn't have the audacity. Avu bibnoi, but in front of his son, meyes, that doesn't bother you. It wouldn't bother you at all to say, I don't owe you a penny. Therefore, midulai meyes, therefore it's like this, the son now is saying, my father lent you $100. Really, if you wanted to lie, what you could have said is, not a penny. I didn't take a penny from your father. Doesn't bother me. I didn't take the money from you, it's from your father, it doesn't bother me. So now that I admit that I owe you $50, you're doing him a tremendous favor by admitting it. So that's called Meshav Aveda. Omidolei Meyes Meshav Avedahu. That's the Rabbanan Svara. That's called you being Meshav Aveda, and therefore you put them from a Shruah. So that's what our Mishnah means. That's the case that you put them in a Shruah. Then Echonami, any time there's a good Taina, and when there's a Taina, there's a Svara of Einodim Meyes, then we have the Svara of the Mishnah, then we have the Svara of the Torah of Meidim Miksas, has to swear. Mishnah says like this.